Good morning, this is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you for tuning in and listening this morning. We want to continue our theme this week and direct your thoughts to the 23rd Psalm. This morning's lesson is entitled, A Shepherd That Restores and Guides. Consider with us this morning Psalm 23 and verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. What can we learn from this verse and apply to ourselves? The shepherd will restore. He will bring our wandering spirit back when we forsake His ways. Do you ever find yourself forsaking God's ways? Do you ever stray from the paths of righteousness that lead to life? Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 13, Jesus says, Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. This teaches us that staying on the path of righteousness is harder, and it's less crowded. But you might ask, how can I stay on the path, or how can I get back on it if I get off? This verse answers both of these questions. The shepherd will lead you down the path. All you have to do is follow. John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus again says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. We can see light, and we should do our best to follow the true light to avoid walking in darkness, or off the path of righteousness in this case in context. In 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 21, Peter says, For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in His mouth. And while being reviled, He did not revile in return. While suffering, He uttered no threats, but kept entrusting Himself to Him who judges righteously. And He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. This verse perfectly captures what David is getting at. We as people like sheep have a natural tendency to stray. We gravitate away from God when we sin. We are separated from God when we sin, but Jesus the shepherd restores us when we repent and confess our sins because He paid that sacrifice with His own blood. What an encouraging verse this is to those who have not named the name of Christ, who often sometimes think about what their purpose is in life. What am I supposed to do? David says in Psalm 23 and verse 3 that the shepherd will lead you down the paths of righteousness to the things that you are supposed to do in the avenue of serving Him and following Him every day. Jesus reminds us in Matthew chapter 7 that this will be hard. This will not be the most popular thing to do. But He left us the perfect example of how to treat people and the ultimate example of serving God to the fullest and giving His life for us on the cross. We want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off Newcutt Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship with us. At Oakland, we are a family-friendly church. We have lots of young people, and our mission is the same across all our age ranges. We want to serve God and simply worship Him in the pattern that He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day, and thank you for listening. God bless you.